Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking, and if it is the second Monday of each month, it must be Coach's Corner, Living the Dream, Coaches starring Lori and Joe Battaglia. Lori, Joe, how are you?
Wonderful.
We are doing great.
Wonderful. You're always wonderful. You're the epitome of a great married couple.
Well.
Okay, Joe, what do you think?
Absolute truth.
I agree.
You're beaming. You're smiling like it was the first day of the rest of your life in marriage. And how do you do that? It's
that
incredible.
It is. Well, I'm going to defer to Joe because I think he's the caretaker of our relationship.
Relationships don't happen. Relationships don't happen on their own. You have to work on it every single day.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key.
And before we get into this, our topic today and our very, very special guest, mm-hmm. I'm curious about that. Is what do you work on? What are some of the things that you consciously work on and probably unconsciously from your intuitive sense work on as well? What are some of the things like today that you work on?
Well, communication.
Yeah.
Communication, commitment, authenticity.
Wow, nice.
Acceptance.
You know that mm-hmm. your stuff. And how about forgiveness?
As well. But that goes with communication.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you ever have date night?
Sometimes. We don't, you know, it's a great idea, and we don't do a lot of that.
No?
Well, you know what?
Well, let's scratch today's topic.
Yes,
and do
date night, yeah.
We'll get the couch in here. And
you know the way I look at it? Every day is date night.
Oh, wow.
That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
That's the truth. That's the way I look at it.
And it's really funny because we don't do a lot of the things that couples think you have to do,
no.
like cards for each other and gifts and all that stuff. We don't do a lot of that.
No.
We try to live it out every day. And, you know, some relationships feel – it feels to me like you can treat each other badly a lot if you just buy a present. Or send a card or buy flowers. Mm-hmm. And then that gets a bad reputation.
Mm-hmm.
And when we buy flowers, we just buy them because we like to have them on the table. And, you know, we don't make a big deal of that kind of stuff. And it's kind of interesting how it works for us.
Yeah. Our friends often say that as you look at us, don't be fooled. There's actually only one person there.
Yeah.
Oh, two souls as one.
And it's true.
Wow. That's
it's a little heavy.
You're blessed.
Yes, and I'm a very independent person. And at first, when people said that, I was like, "What?" You know, kind of like, "Oh," because I've lost myself in relationships before. So it was really important to me to maintain my individuality and to have that couplehood. And what I said to Joe early on was, "I've never felt so much space in a relationship, and you're sitting right there." So it gave me the freedom to kind of do whatever I needed to do. And not worry too much about it, and then just be part of that couple as well. So very interesting.
So instead of losing yourself in a relationship, you actually found yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
One plus one equals three.
Yeah.
Three. Is there something you want to announce right now?
No. Oh, no.
Oh, Lord.
No,
oh,
wow.
No.
Well, that pushed his
at
button
57
anyway.
57 and 63, I hope
not. That's not going to work.
That would be like another grandchild
That's
or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, this is reality TV.
Exactly.
This is your life. We do have the test results. And, no, just kidding.
Guess what?
Wow.
Yeah.
The smiles have dropped. Okay. No, you're still laughing.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, we have a great in-studio guest today. And Lori, do you want to do the honors?
I would love to. We are very honored to have Linda Bishop with us today. So Linda, say hi to everybody.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me here.
Sure. So let me tell you a little bit about Linda because this is her short bio, and I'm actually going to read most of it because there's such amazing stuff in here that I don't really want to miss anything. So Linda is the current president of the National Association of Women Business Owners, the Phoenix chapter, which I lovingly know as NABO, and I am a member of that. And she's also an international women's leadership development facilitator, a speaker, a master's level therapist, a certified empowerment coach, and an enthusiastic creator of change. And one of the reasons that we asked her to come here today is because I know her as somebody that lives a life without regrets and lives fearlessly. She's a developer and primary coach behind the 6-week emotional intelligence training program called Living a Life Without Regrets. And she's president and CEO of Summit Alliance Solutions, which is a successful small business training, mentoring, and coaching firm. And she's founded several support communities, such as the Women's Circle Network and Single, Not Broken Divorce Recovery Community. She's an energetic and experienced trainer and facilitator in the United States and China through the World Academy of the Future of Women. We're going to ask her a few questions about that a little bit later. And she trains there on subjects such as emotional mastery, building empathy skills, relationship and team building, decision making, entrepreneurial and social change thinking. She's the newest member of the board of directors at the University Community Partnership for Social Action Research at Arizona State University, which assists in the implementation of social action projects to support the United Nations Millennium Development Goals in Africa, India, China, and the world. And lastly, she's the program director for the Young Entrepreneurs Academy after-school high school program at Grand Canyon University, where she and her team are helping to change next generation to create the next generation of highly successful entrepreneurs. And just lest you think she doesn't have a personal life, she does. Linda was raised by a single mom and was also a single mother herself for 13 years while she worked, went to school, and created a life based on her values of service and passion for creating positive change in the world. She's now remarried and her children grown, and she's a beamingly proud young grandmother. And we agree that she looks way too young to have grandkids.
Way too young.
Way too young. And she lives in Phoenix with her husband and several rescued four-legged children. So, how can you live up to all that, Linda?
That's an excellent question. I'm tired just hearing my own bio. But that's my short bio. That scares me just a little bit. But
yeah.
Well, welcome to the show. This is great.
Thank you.
Yeah. This is great. So you want to – the theme, I believe, is what, living fearlessly? Is that what we want to talk about?
Yes. And I'd like Linda just to kind of start us off and tell us a little bit about – her business and what she does here in Phoenix, and then we'll go out into the world a little bit later in the conversation.
That sounds great, and that's actually a really good way to do this because everything that I do has a common thread through it. You know, when you read through it, it sounds like a lot of things, but it's really kind of the same thing expressed a lot of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I do here in town is I run women's organizations, but I do that from a basis of kind of a structure of emotional intelligence. Mm-hmm. So it's from a very conscious place of really paying attention to your own thought process, what it is that you're putting out in the world, how you see other people, and how you manage relationships. Mm-hmm. And so when you take a look at the bio and you see things like Single, Not Broken Divorce Recovery Community, Women's Circle Network, Networking Group, it all has sort of the same sort of theme that runs through it is managing positive, healthy relationships,
mm-hmm.
Starting with yourself first.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That's a big theme of Joe's.
Indeed.
Yeah.
If you don't know yourself, ain't nobody going to know you.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's true.
Yeah. So emotional intelligence. So how would you put that in plain language for people?
Hmm. Emotional intelligence is really understanding your own emotions, understanding your behaviors that are a result of those emotions, being able to accurately identify the emotions of other people, and then managing all of those things together in a positive way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I see a lot of people bomb out in the workplace, and it's not because they're not great at what they do. It's that they're not aware of how they're showing up.
Yes.
And it's derailing them. So can you talk a little bit about what advice would you give if you're working with a coworker and that person just doesn't understand why they're not getting ahead and why they're stuck and everybody else knows but nobody's telling them?
Yeah, that's happened once or twice.
Yeah, a couple times.
In private practice, this is something that you deal with.
Yeah.
I'm a huge proponent of personal responsibility,
mm-hmm.
and of being brave enough to be able to take a look at your own thought process and identifying any victim mentality that's going on in there.
Mm.
Anytime you think something is happening to you, you really need to take a step back and find your piece of it,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. and take ownership.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing, you know, how many things don't happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing really happens to you.
Right.
Things are coming from you, not at you. And so it's a perspective shift, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and I think a lot of people we automatically think that things are happening to us.
Of course.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, that, you know, that makes sense. A lot of times I will tell clients, mainly through seminars, because that's basically what I'll do regarding neurolinguistic programming. But I would say look at yourself first, because it's your button being pushed. Now, you might like it, you may not, but what a growth opportunity, because it's your button. And really the only way to change someone, and if you really can, is change you first.
That's right. That is the only way to do that.
Yeah, because you know, so many people barking out orders and saying, you should do this, you should do that. But but that, I like what you said. I mean, take personal responsibility, you know, and that. And like you said, that you'd be amazed how many things really don't happen to you.
Yes, and how many great things magically seem to happen to you.
Yeah. that's another way to look at it. Very, very cool.
Yeah. And it's funny. I think a lot of times we do think things are happening to us when it's bad stuff happening around us. And we don't look at things that are happening to us when life's showing up in a really great way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then it's me. Then I'm doing it.
Right, then I'm really great.
I'm really doing that. Yeah. That's all good.
When real estate was just kicking up.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't have to have really any skill sets. It's like, oh, look at all this money. And then when it went down, only the cream of the crop stayed.
Yeah,
that's true.
And so that's a big lesson. If you don't want the roller coaster, learn skill sets.
Yeah, good point.
Yes.
So tell us about some of the women's circles and things that you've created over time, because I'm always fascinated by that. And I love women in leadership and women that are empowered and feel like they own their lives. So what was your purpose and where are you now with that?
Well, the Women's Circle Network is a women-only business networking group that I started 6 years ago quite by accident. And
a happy accident.
It was a happy accident. And talk about taking responsibility for where you are and what's going on in your life. What had happened is I had gotten remarried and I had moved to a different part of town. And I suddenly realized I didn't know anybody. I had lived in Scottsdale for 35 years. I knew everybody, I thought. And then I moved to the northwest part of town and I knew nobody. And I thought, well, what am I supposed to do with this? You know, I better find a community and join it.
Yeah.
And but I had moved to a brand new area. We were all new, and there was no community to join. And so I thought, well, I'll just start this nice little group in my living room so I can meet my neighbors.
Great idea.
Yeah. And so I made some flyers, and I went around to the businesses that were around there, and I thought, well, I'll just invite some people and see who I can meet. And people came. And it was fantastic. And I had actually structured the group very purposefully to be really relaxed and just let people come and be who they are. And it worked so well that before I knew it, I had people driving from Chandler and Levine to Northwest Phoenix. And I thought, well, I was just trying to meet my neighbors.
Wow. And you had to buy a bigger house.
It's a long drive.
Yeah, yes. Luckily we had a big house, yeah, because all these people were showing up. And they were driving in an hour and a half to come to an hour-long meeting. And I finally asked them, why are you doing that? And they said, we love it here. We love your meetings. We love coming here because everybody is here to help each other. And we can come and just be ourselves. And that's right. And now I don't want to miss this meeting. So I'll leave work early and drive all the way over here to be here.
Wow.
And luckily, those people started their own chapters so that they didn't have to drive so far. So I taught them how to do it. And now there's five chapters across Phoenix and about 350 members. And
wow.
It just kind of was a happy accident.
Said it was just supposed to be in Linda's living room.
Yeah. I have lots of friends now. I'm not lonely out there at all.
Exactly.
Wow, 350 members. Is it a membership organization? Is that how this works?
It is. But it's set up a little bit differently from a typical membership organization because the memberships are all short term. So they're only a quarter at a time because people's lives change.
Right. You do. You're right.
And so the rules, I don't even like the word rules because I'm not a big rule follower myself. I think that's why people were coming because you can come over here. We don't have any rules.
Yeah.
You have a break from life and come over here with no rules. And uh, so So we set it up in that sort of way so that you know, the dues were very minimal and they were only a quarter at a time. So if you couldn't come anymore, you weren't out any money. And, you know, if you could come, that was great. And if you couldn't, that was fine, too. Nobody was mad at you for not coming. And people just started coming out of the woodwork to show up.
And do all the chapters get together at one
we
time?
We do. We do on a quarterly basis. I try and have an all chapters meeting somewhere, you know, a happy hour or some really, you know, some crazy fun thing. And we'll go and socialize together, too.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
it's
like
all
it.
Women.
It's all women.
Not like NABBA where you can men can join.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Any changes in the future? Just kidding. Okay.
You're welcome to come to NABBA.
Okay. Second best. No, not really. That's a great organization, NABBA.
I've
heard remarkable things. That's a credit to you. I mean, to build a network, Women's Circle Network, that is incredible. And that, so tell us what goes on there. I mean, if you can, you know, this is...
It's secret, Dave. Yeah. I don't think she's allowed
Well, no, I mean...
There's
you know,
a male
when you get
sacrifice and then...
I'm just thinking
kidding.
When you get women together, you know, I don't know what they say.
We can't disclose that, I don't think.
They'd have to kill us first.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I do have a tape of the last meeting. I was able to get that. No, so it's just to help each other, which is
it
really
is.
Cool.
It is. It's all... we're all business owners.
Oh, and so that's one of the criteria.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes and no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No rules, right?
There's sounds really like not a lot of rules.
Joe, it sounds like a woman, yes and no.
That's right.
Yep.
It's really, you know.
Changes her mind.
Yeah.
A woman's prerogative. I heard that before.
Of course.
What does that mean to you, Joe? A woman's prerogative can change her mind.
She's just a woman to me.
That's a song.
Yes.
All right. And back to Linda.
Back to what we do at the Women's Circle Network.
What do we do there? We get to know each other. It's very informal. And that makes a big difference to women especially. Women tend to network a little bit differently, where we really like to get to know each other as people first and businesses second. And so when we do get together, we go around. We actually do try and sit in a circle as well, you know, so we don't have backs to each other. And everybody has the same equal longer amount of time than usual, but you don't have to use it if you don't want to. You tell us whatever it is you want to tell us for, you know, for that particular meeting. Everybody usually shares something personal about ourselves so that we can get to know each other as people.
I got it now. Mm-hmm. A light bulb came up, Joe and Lori.
Mm-hmm.
Is that... You said women, they don't have to use the time, so they can give it away.
Mm-hmm.
If it was a men's circle, they would sell it.
Right.
Ah. Oh.
They would.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Good point.
I like yours. It's supposed to be a joke, but...
Yeah. It's like, no,
everyone
true.
Was waiting. Is that the punchline?
That was part
of it. No, but I like that. It's right. The connection is probably what draws people to the Women's Circle Network.
It is. Know? Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we've kept each other's businesses alive through the last couple of hard years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So in many ways, emotional support and business support. And
yep.
That is cool, Jen.
Almost,
I've gotten,
almost like a mastermind group.
It's very close to that, yes.
Yeah.
But with heart.
Right. It's a master heart group.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
Did you and I just make that up?
I think we did.
I got
better
the heart
hurry up
part,
and coin
you got
that.
The master part.
You guys going to trademark it or is it open for...
Yeah.
I think we better do that in a hurry. Yeah.
Wait, let me call my promoter real quick.
There you go.
Okay. Take down masterheart.com. Okay.
Exactly.
Should we take a quick break right now? We're having
that'd
too much
great.
Fun, aren't we?
That'd be great. And then we could talk about NABBA when we come back.
Absolutely. That'd be great. And, of course, this is Coach's Corner, starring Lori and Joe Battaglia, Living the Dream Coaches with Coaches. Yeah, it is. And what's your website, by the way?
www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
And special in-studio guest Linda Bishop from NABBA will come right back and talk about that. Be right back.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches. 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, and this is Coach's Corner, Living the Dream Coaches, every second Monday here at 1010 from 2 to 4, starring Lori and Joe Battaglia.
Yeah.
Wow, this has been a lot of fun so far.
Yeah. Well, our special guest is a lot of fun, I got to tell you.
Oh, she is. Linda Bishop, president of the Phoenix chapter of NABO, National Association of Women Business Owners. 70 chapters in the nation. You have about 200 members. Incredibly large Phoenix chapter. Tell us a little bit about NABO.
Well, NABO has actually been around in the United States for 38 years. The Phoenix chapter has been here for 28 years. And we're a pretty rockin' chapter in
what
Phoenix.
What does rockin' mean?
we are active. Double active. Super active. We were just awarded this last year by our national chapter as being, they named us as one of the fastest growing and most active chapters in the whole nation.
Wow. So what makes us different and unique in Phoenix?
Well,
besides your great leadership.
Yeah, besides my great board.
Saying it.
Yeah, I can't claim 100% credit for anything. I have an amazing board of directors, 24 incredible women on this board, all just smart and moving together as a team. So that's part of what makes us different. We're very collaborative. We're very, very interested in each other's success. And that's really kind of what makes NABO more different. We aren't a networking group.
Oh, you're not?
No. We are a professional association, so we are focused in on growing the businesses of our members and providing incredible development and training for professional development. And that really sets us apart. NABO actually was named as one of the top place to network about 6 years ago, and we've been trying to
change that perception
ever since. This year we were actually named as one of the top five most influential business organizations in Arizona.
Oh, that is very cool.
So we're a little more proud of that one because that's really what we're aiming for.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
When was it? I forget when it was. It was probably last...
In the fall?
I went and they had the five mayors of the five surrounding towns.
Mm-hmm.
It was Phoenix, Tempe, all of the five mayors there.
Yep, Scottsdale.
Largest municipalities. Exactly. We had the mayor representing each municipality at the same meeting.
And that was terrific.
Well, it was the first time it's happened in Phoenix, too. Mm-hmm. Those are busy people. You want to talk about busy people.
Yeah.
that's the sorts of things that they do.
That is very, very cool. Now, for men out there, we don't want to leave them out.
No.
We do want to leave them out of the women network. But we'll work on that one. But they can join. And you said there are some men that join the National Association of Women Business Owners.
Absolutely. Men are encouraged to be involved and to join this. This is a business organization. And, you know, no business is going to thrive leaving out one half of the population.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's a good point.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Although Washington has survived leaving out one half of the population.
So
survived. Yeah.
Well, that's my political comment for today. And I won't say
that.
Which half.
Yeah.
You know, but those who know me know what I'm talking about.
Right.
If you just simply look at it as an association of influential, successful people, not women,
but
people.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Nicely said.
You know, that's where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So. And the meetings have an interesting structure to them. So tell us a little bit about there's Nalbo University and then there's the meeting. And I know there's an orientation for new members that goes on. It's almost a whole day event, I would think, for you that day that thing happens.
It is definitely an all day event for me. It's on the second Wednesday of every month. And we start the day out with a welcome meeting, and that's for new members or prospective members or just anybody who wants to know more about the organization. And so that starts at – what time does that start? Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm going to back that back up again. The first thing we do that day is Nalbo University, which is an educational focus, and that's an hour long of education on different business topics, always something really relevant and cutting edge, something that all business owners would need to know. And so the topic is different every month. And then laid on top of that is the welcome meeting for prospective members and new members. And that's where you find out anything and everything that you would ever need to know about our association.
Mm-hmm.
And when all of that wraps up, then we move into the big ballroom. And we have our monthly luncheon where we always have a national speaker or some just incredible program that
like five mayors
mayors in one place and you get to meet everybody at the same time and ask them questions live and fantastic stuff every single month.
And wasn't that you had a news person? Who was that?
We did.
Was that person that, you know, was the MC of it or whatever?
I feel terrible for not being able to remember because the news person that we were going to have ended up with laryngitis that morning.
No.
So that's
yeah, so I'm not even sure I got to see her name before we were already standing up there doing our thing. So she was fantastic, though.
She was.
Yeah.
She was really good.
When I figure out who she is, I'll ask her back. Yes.
And it's at the Phoenix Country Club, too,
it is.
Which is really nice.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a great place, conveniently located, too.
It's very convenient, and parking is easy, and
free.
They treat us well.
You know, free parking in the city is always a good thing.
Yeah, and a rare thing.
Food is good, too.
And the food is good.
Food is good.
Yes.
Okay, so we interrupted you, so continue, sir.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
so
not really. That
was
pretty much it. Yeah.
Okay.
that's the second Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then there's lots of other things that Nalbo is involved with. So that's just our main luncheon every month. But we have smaller groups that meet throughout different places in the city. We call those neighborhood Nalbos. There's five of those.
Mm-hmm.
And they usually meet usually lunchtime. Mm-hmm. And they're located across the entire metropolitan Phoenix area, which is huge.
Yeah.
And so those happen throughout the month. We have a happy hour that happens on the first Thursday of every month.
That's my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one's a fun one. That's always at the Monta Lucia at Tatum and Lincoln, a super nice place.
Yeah.
And so we always look forward to that, too. And we've got online training that's available for members. I mean, there's so many business resources through this association that even if you can't make the scheduled events, there's still so many resources available to everyone.
Yeah. I would agree with that because a lot of times I'm not available to make the lunchtime meeting, but I've gotten to the couple of the neighborhood Nalbos. We've spoken at
We've spoken at one, yeah.
We go to the networking thing, the happy hour.
Happy hour.
Regularly. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of men at that one.
Mm-hmm.
And we do find that we've made great connections. We've been able to get speaking engagements and everything else out of just talking to people at those things. And I enjoy the fact that when I go to those networking events, there's always new people coming in. There's mm-hmm. always new people sure. kind of like scouting it out to see, is this a friendly group or not? And you work your way around the room and find out that many of the people have never been at one before. And so they're mm-hmm. just kind of trying it out. And that, I think that's a really neat thing. If they feel welcome, they tend to come back and join the group.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah.
And we make a big effort to invite the community in.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we started this year at our happy hour is that every month we invite a different business organization to join us at our happy hour.
Oh, that is smart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That way, you know, if you belong to NABO, you don't only belong to NABO. You are part of the business community, and we want to expand your network, expand your connections all the way across the business community, not just within our own organization.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's very strategic, very, very clever.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, you guys are good.
What are some of the things that you did this year, Linda, that you're really proud of? Because I know you've changed things up a little bit.
This has been a year of change.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, well, I don't know if I should tell you because my big announcement is coming up in 2 days.
Right.
Oh, but
you mean
I
that the one
that I did
the
see
announcement
that,
that
the on Wednesday thing?
You mean the announcement that the Women's Circle Network might include men? Is that
might
the
include men?
I'm kidding.
I don't think that was this Wednesday.
Probably not.
No, one of the things that I'm extremely proud of with NABO is we have taken on, for the very first time in the state of Arizona, the Young Entrepreneurs Academy, which is actually an after-school program that exists in 59 other locations in the United States but has never made it all the way to Arizona. It's mostly in the East Coast and Midwest. And what it is it's an after-school program for high school students. So we will have 24 spots for high school students starting this fall, and they'll meet once a week. And we will actually take them from the idea stage of what's their passion and their purpose and what need do you see out in the community, what kind of business can you build around that, and we will go through the stages of making a business plan, creating their product, getting them the resources that they need. They'll actually pitch their product to a panel of investors. Many of them will actually get funded.
Wow.
And then by the end of the year,
amazing.
We will have a trade show and a graduation, and they will pitch on stage with a Jumbotron, and they will actually finish their year with a registered, profitable, launched business.
Oh, my.
Can you imagine
for high
that?
School.
For high school students.
That
nice.
Is incredible. Now, what's the name of that?
That is the Young Entrepreneurs Academy.
Wow. That is incredible.
And that's
one in
at
Arizona.
Grand Canyon University?
That's right. And we'll hold those classes at Grand Canyon University's campus every Tuesday
and
for the
beautiful
entire
place.
Academic
and that's
year.
That's the way you give back.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
That's it.
Next generation.
Build the next generation.
I love it. I love it.
That
that's
is
excellent.
Just phenomenal. I mean, what a blessing you're giving to young people,
right.
and which will then have the domino effect. And other blessings will spread throughout the
mm-hmm.
community and
yes.
beyond.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. And I know there's a neat mentor program in NABO, too, because our friend Melanie at Melanie Dunlap was on our show a few months back in the fall.
I heard that show.
Yeah. Yeah, she's awesome.
Oh, so you've heard some of these shows.
I have.
Yes.
So you were expecting me to be silly, weren't you?
I was.
She was ready.
Yeah. I would be disappointed if you were not.
Like, what's wrong with Dave today?
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Well, I would say let's take a quick break.
Sounds good.
And when we come back, we'll continue our discussion on most interesting topics, all about blessing others. Getting the community, how would we say that, uplifted, motivated, and inspired?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Breakthrough.
Yeah.
Breakthrough. And this is Breakthrough Thinking. Coach's Corner. We'll be right back.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762 or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
At Beerham Baum & Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerham Baum & Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.riiadvisors.com. That's riiadvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's riiadvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And if it is the second Monday of each month from 2 to 3, it is Coach's Corner, starring Laurie and Joe Battaglia, Living the Dream Coaches, with special, and I mean really special, she's remarkable.
Yes, she is.
In studio guest, Linda Bishop, president of the Phoenix chapter of NAVO, National Association of Women Business Owners. Wow, we've really, actually, we should mention your business, too, shouldn't we?
Mm-hmm.
And,
probably.
Summit Alliance Solutions.
Yes. I do have a business, don't I?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
How soon do you forget?
How soon I forget?
Yes. Well, in actuality, I mean, 80% of my time is actually spent on philanthropy, with 20% of my time spent on my business now. But mm-hmm. that's something that you get to do after, you know, being in business for a long time and setting it up that way.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
But it all comes back.
I mean, it does come back.
Don't do it for that. It just mm-mm. you're just mm-hmm. blessed as you bless others.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's how that works.
Mm-hmm. That is remarkable. So I know Laurie and Joe and Linda, you wanted to talk about the World Academy for the Future of Women.
Yeah, I am in awe of, there's so many people here in the Valley that do this World Academy for the Future of Women. And I ran into it, gosh, at my first business and professional women's group meeting over a year ago, probably a year and a half, going on 2 years ago. And there was a woman named Jerry, help me with her last name.
Uberly.
Uberly, okay, who created it.
Yes, she did.
And I went up to talk to her about it afterwards, and I said, who pays for this thing? And she said, people fund themselves, and they take five. She said, when I created it, I just put this idea out there, and I said to people, you got to take 5 weeks off, get yourself to China, create your curriculum, and they did it. And so, yes. And I went, wow. And so that just seems incredible to me on so many levels. So I know you as somebody that really does just sort of step out and take life on. So tell us about your, what you do with the World Academy and what people can do to get involved if they're so inclined.
Mm, wonderful. The World Academy for the Future of Women is absolutely near and dear to my heart. It's been in existence for 4 years. And what we do there is that we actually facilitate women's leadership worldwide. And where we do that is in China, is where we've been for the last 4 years, in Xinjiang, China. It's in the Henan province, which is the largest and poorest province of China. Hmm. So a lot of times when I tell people that we're in China, they'll think, you know, Beijing or Shanghai or one of the big cities where there's power and money. But that's not really where the need is. The need is in out in the rural areas where there are people that still live on less than a dollar a day, mm-hmm. where women haven't had rights up until now, where they don't know that they're powerful leaders, that just haven't been told that they can have their own ideas and that they are powerful and that they can make change and that they can decide how their future is going to be. And I tell you, it was a little daunting at first when mm-hmm. I went to China myself, mm-hmm. and standing there in a classroom with just amazing young women who were so eager to learn and so grateful for anything, any kind of attention, any kind of wisdom, any kind of ideas, any kind of just encouraging them mm-hmm. to think beyond the boundaries that they'd had before, and to realize that I was standing in a communist country talking about, you know, freedom of thought. And
yes.
I'm thinking, uh-huh. gosh, I hope they let me go home when I'm done.
Well, that's sort of interesting. Yeah. Was that a problem getting into the country,
you know,
from that perspective?
We were very, very lucky that how we got into the country, there is a university president who is a Chinese American, and he actually is who started the university where our program has existed for the last 4 years. Now, you know, we don't teach students to, you know, dissent against the government. That's not what we're here to do. We're here to support the United Nations Millennium Development Goals, and one of those is getting more women into leadership and absolutely gender equality, eradicating poverty, maternal health, child's health, children's education, environmental sustainability. I mean, these are really big. These are global issues, and these are the things that we're focused on at the World Academy. Mm-hmm. So it isn't that we're not going over there and making a classroom full of rebels. we are going over there and helping them find solutions that work in their part of the world. So what the students do, it's a year-long program, again, kind of like the Young Entrepreneurs Academy. So we're actually there for the entire school year. And by the end of the year, the students have created projects in their own villages and in their own communities that impact one of the United Nations goals.
Hmm. Wow. So what have you seen people do that come out of that program?
My gosh, some amazing things.
I bet.
Amazing, amazing things. One of our students just this last year, she had decided that what she really wanted to focus on was putting an end to illegal marriages. Mm. And in her village, it was not uncommon for girls to kind of be married off at the age of 15, 16, which kept them from getting an education, being able to support themselves later on in life, and kind of, you know, keeping that cycle of poverty going.
Mm-hmm.
And so she decided to take a stand against that. Mm-hmm. So she made posters talking about the perils of early marriage and illegal marriage and took them back to her village and posted them all over the common areas where people gather and then stood there bravely and answered questions.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. That's incredible.
19-year-old.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm.
And how did that, do you know how it turned out? Or?
Yeah, we have. Yes. She started a conversation. Mm-hmm. And now that is a conversation that is happening, and that the village, the people that live in that village are actually discussing and talking about. And a lot of them, honestly, because it had been done that way for so long, they just didn't realize how detrimental it could possibly be.
Mm-hmm.
And so she raised awareness.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so she's making changes.
Mm-hmm.
That is fantastic. How do you communicate there? I mean, personally, I mean, you have an interpreter, I suspect?
They speak English.
They do?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Wow.
Yes, they do. It takes you about 2 weeks to really understand the English, but then your ear adjusts to the accent. And we do sort of have a little bit of a joke among the foreign faculty teachers that live and work over there is after you've spent a little bit of time there, you get extremely fluent in second grade English.
Well, you know, that's okay. It takes 2 weeks there, but it takes me 4 weeks to understand the South. Okay.
Yeah. That's true. It would take me longer.
Especially the deep South. Okay.
Yeah.
But, you know. No, yeah. No criticism here.
Yeah.
Oh, but,
gosh.
Yeah, they read and write English. And
really?
Yeah. These are all women who have applied for and qualified to be in this program. They are interested in being tomorrow's leaders.
Wow. And how many at a time come through?
We have 125 students at a time.
Wow. I remember seeing pictures of that. And if I recall correctly, when I heard the talk a couple years ago, there was something about them all getting blue suits as a gift from someone at the end of it. They had their blue business suit, their navy blue business suit. Now, as a banker, I love blue suits. You know, it's nothing like a navy blue suit for a woman to wear, unless you're a flight attendant. But that's a whole other thing. But, yeah, they all got their leadership look, I guess, when they were all done.
They do. And what's really striking is at the end of the year at graduation, when you have 25,000 students all graduating together, the World Academy women actually have red graduation robes and caps.
Wow.
While everybody else is black.
Oh.
And so they stand out.
Oh,
lovely.
And
what a nice metaphor.
And they're so proud. And
yeah.
They work so hard.
Wow.
This is a rigorous program. It's,
yeah.
You know, they don't get college credit for it. They do this because they want to be leaders and they want to change the world.
Chinese government, and they support this?
They do.
Wow, well, that's sort of cool.
They're,
yeah. mm-hmm.
they're no dummies.
No,
mm-hmm.
they understand.
They're no dummies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these
wow.
students,
oh, my.
They're creating great skills that, you know, used appropriately, I mean, could be beneficial no matter what country you're in.
That
yeah.
is very cool.
Yeah, and I know some of my colleagues, too, have told me that they are mentors, that you could, if you can't go over.
Yes.
You can't take the time or you don't have the money or whatever your thing is, you can be set up with somebody to do a mentorship by Skype?
Absolutely. We take mentor applications every day and match them up, you know, within just a couple of days with a Chinese student that is just so eager to have a contact here in the United States.
Wow.
Mentoring is a fantastic thing to do. It only takes a couple of hours a month,
mm-hmm.
Either via Skype or just by email, just to be a connection to them so they can have a different perspective and get somebody's opinion from a whole nother culture.
How cool. How cool. And how many countries is this going to spread out to, you were telling
oh,
us?
Oh, boy. Well,
wow.
We've been in China for four.
Uh-huh.
We are launching in Cambodia and Thailand this next year. We are also looking at a possible campus at ASU here in Tempe.
Oh.
And, that would be exciting, too.
Yeah.
That'd be, that really would.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we tend to forget that the United Nations Millennium Development Goals, we still have a little ways to go here in our own country to meet those, too.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
So the goal is not to run around and change the whole world thinking that we have it all together.
Yeah.
We need to work everywhere for the betterment of people everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes right here in our own backyard.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping to be able to get that up and running in the next year, too. We've gotten requests from lots of different countries asking us to come in, but what we really need is more facilitators and more funding to be able to expand it into other countries.
Hmm. Wow. So you're going to be all over the world until it's all said and done. Nice.
That's right. Until everything's better.
Yep.
We'll just keep going. Don't give up.
Make the world a better place. That's when we met Dave, that was one thing that we all had in common was to make the world a better place.
Yeah.
You know, one
That's
person
right.
at a time or in large groups when you can.
That's right.
Or one country at a time.
One country at a time.
That's right.
That's
one person
right.
at a time.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you're going to be traveling a lot, huh?
I will. Yes. Next year.
You're excited?
I am excited. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So like 3 months out of the year?
Well, that's a good question because it's really going to depend on if I'm coming over, what my capacity is when I go over. If I'm actually going back as a facilitator, a couple of years ago, I was in China for 5 weeks and facilitated a module and lived there with the students and just, you know, they say, you changed my life. But, you know, the reality of it is they changed mine.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, and I definitely want to go back.
That is, wow, what a remarkable achievement from so many levels.
Yeah. Yeah, and the student teaches the teacher, and that's so true on so many times.
That's right. That's
right. Yeah, yeah. And our children teach us, too, I think.
Yeah, it just kind of bowls me over. I mean, if you consider, okay, that what would this world look like if we could involve that other half of the world that's every bit as smart
as the
men in the world. If we had that, where would we be? Mm-hmm. Where could we have been if 100 years ago there was equality between the sexes? Mm-hmm. Where would we be now?
Mm-hmm. Well, let's find out.
Astounding.
Yeah, let's
astounding.
Find out.
I'm ready
right.
to find out.
Me too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Me too. Me too. So, Linda, we started out on the fearless thing. So I remember meeting you, and then you were sitting at our house because we all went to the same coaching school at different times, and you talked about living fearlessly, and that really struck a nerve with me because I don't always feel like I do that. So I tend to live in a place of safety sometimes, and safety's not so safe.
No.
So
safety's not as safe as we might think it is.
It's all an illusion, as they would say.
It is. You know, nothing has meaning until you assign it a meaning. So that's just a really important thing to keep in mind. And I don't know that I would go so far as to say that I live fearlessly, but I live very consciously. And because fear is a very natural emotion to come up.
Mm-hmm.
But the trick is when you do feel it coming up,
then
you make a conscious choice about what you're going to do with it and decide if it's, you know, if it's you or if it's Memorex, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
It's you.
That's
I'm right. just going to tell you right now.
Yeah.
I'll give you a big hint. It's
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
So you get to decide what to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
And you can let it stop you, or you can decide to step past it and grow, because growth is usually pretty uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's really amazing when you get on the other side of it.
Mm-hmm.
So fear, when I do feel fear, to me that is an opportunity to push past something and expand myself in a new way. Because if I'm fearful, it's because I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I may be wrong, and you might know this, that the Chinese symbol for danger is also the same symbol for opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that... there it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You know,
it's a matter of being self-aware.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Instead of reacting emotionally, react thoughtfully.
Mm-hmm.
And without, well, not necessarily without the fear, but be aware of what is actually going on here instead of reacting emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I really try and stay conscious of that and I use my language very specifically where I try very hard never to be in reaction. I try very hard to stay in response.
That's
And that makes a big difference because I can
huge.
Tell you, when I was getting on the plane to go to China, I was scared.
Oh, yeah.
I'll make no bones about that. I was shaking in my shoes and I'm like, just one more step. Just get on the plane. Okay, I'm on the plane. Okay, now we're going across the ocean. Okay, now we're landing in China.
Yeah.
And just, you know, one little step at a time and just keep going. And there were times that they were difficult while I was there.
Sure.
You know, I didn't walk into paradise.
Mm-hmm.
I walked into, you know, a very poor part of the country where problems are significant.
Mm-hmm.
And so it wasn't a vacation. But it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It was still just so amazing. What I learned was that the people there, we are not so different.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Of course not.
We all want the same things.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. If there were more opportunities to figure that out, wouldn't the world be a lot better place?
Yes.
I do live in that place of la-la land sometimes where I'm like, can't we all get along? Why aren't we just at peace? You know, and I look at Joe and I say those kinds of things. He's like, can't we just get along?
Can't we just get along?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So what are you looking at for the next year besides – so you've told us a lot of things, but – what do you hope for yourself over this next year? Got a lot going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. What I hope for the most is for the larger funding to come to the World Academy for the Future of Women so that we can continue our expansion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of things. My presidency with NABWA will be over in June.
Okay.
That doesn't mean I'm going to stop or slow down. It's just my title will change. But
right.
then I'll be the program manager for the Young Entrepreneurs Academy, so I'll still be plenty busy and very involved. But what I would really like to see for the next year is that funding to come in so that our team can continue the expansion and keep making a difference across the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if somebody wanted to get in touch with you about any of these things, how would they reach out to you?
Oh, the fastest way to find me is my website. Which is www.lindabishop.com. Now, my name is spelled L-Y-N-D-A, so mm-hmm. that's an important thing to remember when you're typing that in there.
Yeah.
So it's lindabishop.com, but it's Linda, L-Y-N-D-A,
okay.
B-I-S-H-O-P.
Wonderful. And then they could find out about NABWA how?
On their website, or even on mine, because they're all linked together, you know?
Yeah.
Which is NABWOPHX.org. So that's NABWOPHX.org.
Very nice.
That is fantastic. Let's do a quick departure real quick, because you have a monthly rant, a cup of Joe, it's called.
Yeah, cup of Joe.
Joe has taken up poetry.
I have taken up poetry. I find it more concise, mm-hmm. shall we say. You know, and as we were talking through this past hour, I kind of realized that this poem is very apropos. It is very personal to me, but it applies to everything we've said. The poem is called Touch, and it goes, "She reached out and touched my hand, a touch that was soft, accepting, caring, loving, stirring what was asleep and had languished for what had seemed like a lifetime. She reached out and touched my heart with feelings that caressed the liquid fiber of all I held dear. She reached out and touched my mind, that part of me that had been withdrawn behind a wall that no one had ever seen. I reached out and touched the world because someone reached in and opened the door to my soul with her touch."
Wow, you wrote
that?
Wow.
Yes.
Nice.
He did. He wrote it, took the picture, put it up on Facebook now.
And you can see it on
www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. Mm-hmm. And you can also see it on our Facebook page, too.
You can see it on the Facebook
which
page.
Which is, let's see, how do we do this? www.facebook.com/livingthedreamcoaches.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is a great poem.
Thank you.
That and two or three others.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And just the beginning.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Now,
blogs to videos.
See, we want to know the secrets. Did Joe write you poetry when you went out?
No, he did not. No, I have to tell you, Joe, so going back to the theme of fearlessness, Joe is not a writer. And that's a quote, "I am not a writer." And Joe has begun to write, and he's got a book in him. And he's doing all this fantastic creative stuff, and it's amazing to watch the unfolding over this past year. Just amazing.
Someone opened up the door.
Yeah.
Oh.
You
Someone
did.
Touched your heart.
Indeed.
Someone
Mine
touched him.
And
yes.
Soul.
Yes. All of it.
Indeed. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Wow, that's excellent. Thank
mm-hmm.
you for sharing
Thank
that.
You. Sure.
Yeah.
And Linda Bishop, thank you for being our special guest today here on Coach's Corner. You are magnificent. What you're doing for the world, I really honor that.
Thank mm-hmm. you. You're welcome to come along.
To China?
All of you. Everyone. Every single person listening right now, you're welcome to come along.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is great. Well, let's
get
a
thought. Road trip.
Give your contact information out again one more time.
Okay. That will be lindabishop.com, LYNDABISHOP.com.
Really nice. Thank you so much. And Lori mm-hmm. and Joe, how do they get in touch with you?
And we do www.livingthedreamcoaches.com, or you can call us at 888-505-5762.
Well, this has been fantastic. Inspiring. No question about it.
Yeah.
And uplifting. Thank you again, Linda Bishop. That was fantastic. I'm going to go to one of these NABWA meetings. I think it
uh-huh.
would be great. And I've heard so many great things about NABWA.
Yeah.
And Joe? Lori,
mm-hmm.
thank you.
Thank you.
Again, we will see you next month.
Next month.
Everyone
mm-hmm.
have a great day and night, but we'll be back at 3 with Understanding Autism, Kim Isaac and Paul Loudon, all the way from Houston, Texas. And that will start 3 o'clock, Understanding Autism. Stay tuned. Be right back.
Welcome to the family.
This is Family Values Radio, 1010 AM, KXXT.
Tolleson, Phoenix.
At Beerenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone